If we can now say that we're sorry to the people from this land.
Democrat Senator Andrew Bartlett is pushing the draft bill to have a raft of recommendations made 10 years ago implemented. The Bringing Them Home report came out of a national inquiry and found between 1 in 3 and 1 in 10 Indigenous children were forcibly removed from their families from 1910 to 1970. Controversial at the time, the Bring Them Home report was slammed as an exaggeration by critics. Now, Senator Bartlett wants to set up a tribunal to compensate victims of a time only acknowledged as the most blemished chapter in Australian history by the Prime Minister. At the moment, compensation claims are unlikely to succeed in the court because the removal of Indigenous children from their families was not illegal at the time. A tribunal would be able to jump this legal hurdle, and Senator Bartlett hopes it would help heal the damage done through token financial compensation and, importantly, recognition of the wrong.
It's an acknowledgement to the individual of the individual harm. It's quite easy as a community to hear about stolen generations and think of it as a harm that was done to an amorphous group of people. But is actually harm done to individual human beings and individual families and communities, and they should have the opportunity to have individual recognition of what was done rather than just a blanket one.
But how much have attitudes changed, and how likely is it that the compensation plan will succeed? Last week, Perth Magistrate Paul Heaney claimed members of the Stolen Generation were more employable and better parents than what he called the current neglected generation. The magistrate said his assertion was not Aboriginal bashing, but rather exasperation at growing levels of neglect. But Senator Bartlett says it's cause and effect, and you can't separate today's generation from the Stolen Generation. He says that while the Stolen Generation is not the only reason, it is a key cause for substance abuse and other issues affecting Aboriginal communities today.
I think until we have that clear recognition of the enormity of what was done and the consequences of it that are still manifest today, then you're always going to be falling short of dealing with whatever issues exist today. You just cannot address the issues of today whilst ignoring, willfully or otherwise, some of the key reasons why things are the way they are.
Retired Reverend and former co-chair of the National Sorry Day Committee, Dr. John Brown, agrees that problems today have their roots in the Stolen Generation.
People who were taken from their families, in many cases, received no love or received very little love and were, in fact, abused, and so find it very difficult to give love to someone else. And that flows on then to the next and the next generation.
Senator Bartlett says the government doesn't give enough political priority to the disadvantages facing Aboriginal communities, and that his bill, if made into law, would be a step towards bridging the gap. The notion that children were taken out of tough love is perverted, according to Senator Bartlett.
I have no doubt that was the motivation in some cases, but we know from any community anywhere, and it's a human reality, and certainly plenty of examples in the non-Indigenous people in Australia, people who are removed from their family, removed from their roots, removed from their sense of place. It can be immensely damaging and immensely traumatic. You can put them and make them live in a mansion and give them the best education possible, and that's all well and good, and better than the alternative, but it doesn't negate the immense psychological harm and social harm that is done, and I don't think you can dismiss that.
Dr. Brown says the mental torture which was experienced by the Stolen Generation must be recognised and compensated. He's heard stories of boys who were continually physically abused.
Then there were the girls who were taken, and many of them were sent out to become domestic helpers in the home. Now, in many cases, they were abused by either the man of the house, the husband, the father of the house, or by others who were living there or living nearby. Many of them experience sexual abuse.
Dr. Brown says the law compensates people for sexual and physical abuse, and he can't see why the government is reluctant to compensate the stolen generation.
But if that happens to other people, they receive compensation. So why not the people, the Aboriginal people who were taken from their families?